I got involved because friends, you know, seeing the fancy clothes and everything, they come to school with the nice gym shoes on. So, you know, I wanted that.
What I want is for us to address what's clearly a problem. Yes, yes.
We have a very specific gang problem here. It's tied to narcotics, but it's a gang problem. Which is different than New York, certainly, or the East Coast.
I'm from where the murder rate is disturbing, but no curbing the crime time and time again. You find the swine as a purpose, but trying to protect and serve ain't the one you see him doing. Hit a pistol fire and it's likely them that shoot. Ain't no police in the police, but at least we all know it. And ain't no dreaming in the streets about being a poet. We owe it all to public schools where the rules is to show it that you know the answers to the test. But unless it's a noble that we filling in, then the feeling is like swimming and drowning. And black is black, we don't distinguish from cinnamon, brown and mahogany, onyx, and all of it's chronic. So we swallowing tonic and wallowing all in it. See, I find it ironic that this is iconic. It's marketed so you want it, and I sell it with promise. And I can guarantee he's got a bullet and a badge and took an oath to protect and to serve. But just the look, and he's scared of me. And I'm aware that he is, but I wonder are you? And they ain't asking you to freeze for they open and shoot. I know you think he got degrees, but I'm hoping this is you. A nigga with the PhD, still a nigga when blue lights flash and I match the description. Ain't no explaining that. Ain't no amount of philosophy spit negating that. Can't quote a book and then poke you out. If he's got a badge and he believes that he can choke you out. Hands up, stand up, then they shooting you down. So keep your eyes on your mirror when you cruise through your town. I'm from where the boys in blue don't play. Cough up a lung where I'm from, USA.
And remember, the people that have been violent since August have been the police. When you think about the 300 people that have been killed this year alone, like, that is violence. There's been property damage here that's been really unfortunate over the past couple for a day or so here. But remember, there have been many days of peaceful protests here in Baltimore City and in places all around the country.
But at least 15 police officers have been hurt, 200 arrests, 144 vehicle fires. These are statistics. Local police have put out 15 structure fires. There's no excuse for that kind of violence, right?
Ian, there's no excuse for the 7 people that the Baltimore City Police Department has killed in the past year either, right?
We're not making comparisons. Obviously, we don't want anybody hurt, but I just want to hear you say that there should be peaceful protests, not violent protests, in the tradition of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, there should be peaceful protests, and I don't have to condone it to understand it, right? The pain that people feel is real, and you are making a comparison. You are suggesting this idea that broken windows are worse than broken spines. And what we know to be true is that the police are killing people everywhere. They're killing people here. 6 police officers were involved in the killing of Freddie Gray. And we're looking for justice there. And that's real, right? The violence that the police have been inflicting on communities of color has been sustained and deep.
But you agree, I assume, with President Obama, who just said a few moments ago, there's no excuse for the violence that erupted yesterday. There's no excuse for the stealing. No excuse for the arson. You agree with the president.
What I agree with is that I advocate people to peacefully protest. I also know that pain manifests in different ways, and I don't have to condone it to understand it. People are grieving and people are mourning. And I would advocate personally for people to do it in ways that you are calling peacefully. But again, I also know that Freddie Gray will never be back and that those windows will be.
The president also said, President Obama, he said the violence, he said, distracted from the peaceful protests and distracted from the mourning that the family of Freddie Gray was seeking yesterday. Your reaction to that?
You know, distracted from progress is when city officials get on TV and call black people in pain thugs, right? That's a distraction. I think that the unrest, the uprising, whatever you call it, is again a cry for justice here and a cry for justice across the country because the police continue to terrorize people. And again, the terrorizing is actually deadly. Broken windows are not broken spines. People are in pain. So I think that the president, I hope that he understands the conditions that created the unrest and that continued the unrest, not only here in Baltimore, but across the country, because Freddie Gray will never see another day, and neither will Tamir or Ayanna or Mike Brown.